Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Saturday Sabbath Hour. I am Apostle Prophet Shuda Berry, and I want to welcome and the young people around the world and around the country, both far and wide. Welcome to you parents on this morning. I'm so excited, for we got a treat for you on today. Today, we're going to talk about bullying, and guess what? We're going to tell you a story about David and Goliath. That's right, that old bully Goliath. Yes, he was a bully. But first, we have some prayer petitions. I want to encourage all the young people to pray for the young people in Ukraine. We know what's going on over there in that country with Russia. If you don't, ask your parents to sit down and talk to you and explain to you what's taking place over there. So we want to lift those young people up over there in Ukraine. Young people, I want to encourage you to continue to pray for the president, his family, the vice president, and her family. Continue to pray for those that work in the healthcare system. And young people, don't forget to continue to pray for your sister and your brother, your aunts, your uncles, and not most importantly, pray for your father and your mother. That's right. And if you belong to a local ministry or local fellowship, pray for your pastor as well. And that concludes our prayer petitions on this morning. Glory to God. I'm so excited. What about you? Yay! So, young people, if you know of a young person or mom, dad, if you know of a family that has a prayer request, don't forget to email us at SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Don't forget, we do have a 24-hour voice messaging system. The number is 641-715-3900. 641-715-3900, extension 88423-OPAM. That's extension 88423-OPAM. Well, guess what? We're going to sing a little song on this morning. Yes, we're going to sing "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." Ooh, I'm so excited. You ready? Some of your parents know this song, and some of y'all young people know this song too. You know, this is an old song. But here it goes. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Wow. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Isn't it exciting to know that God has the whole world in hand? Isn't it exciting to know that he has the wind and the rain in his hands? Whew. You know, my little granddaughter, I was teaching her a couple of days ago, and I say, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. But to know that God has the whole world in his hands, and to know that he has the wind and the rain in his hands, that is super, 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 and I mean super huge and super big. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Oh, my gosh. He got the little bitty baby. That means if you got a little sister or little brother and they babies, he got them in his hands, too. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody. In his hands, he's got everybody. In his hands, he's got everybody. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Wow. He has the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody, and I mean everybody, everybody in his hand. That's right. If you can imagine God holding out his hand and he just scoop you up and scoop your mother, your sister, and your brother up, and he got everybody. He carrying us. That's right. He carrying us in his hands. I'm so excited. He got the wind and the rain in his hand. That means God is in control of the wind and the rain. That means he got the little bitty baby in his hands. Oh, my God. It's so cute. It's so adorable to know that God has all of us. He has you. He has me. He has your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, your grandparents. Oh, guess what? He also has, oh, wow, your friends. That's right. Your friends that you go to school with every day, your teacher, the principal. He has everybody in his hands. That's right. And he's holding us real close. Real tight, so we won't get away from him. He said, come on, let me hug on you and love on you. Isn't it exciting to know that God has all of us in his hands? I'm so thrilled and I'm so excited to know that he has you, he has me, he has you, and you in his hands. Woohoo! I'm so excited, y'all. I'm just so excited. So we're going to talk about bullying on today because bullying is a big problem. Yes, it is. It is a huge problem in elementary schools, middle schools, in high schools, and not to mention there's different types of bullying. And there's also cyberbullying too. And you might be saying, I don't know, what is cyberbullying? Cyberbullying is when you get on social media and you talk about people. You know, you may have a Facebook page. Some of y'all that's in middle school or high school, you probably have a Facebook page, and your friends go on there on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and y'all talk. They talk about people and talk about you want to beat. I'm gonna beat you up and all this. Call people ugly and all that stuff. That's called cyberbullying, and it's not cool at all. It's not cool at all. This is not cool. Just like when you be on the playground and you talking about each other, that's bullying. When you want to fight people, that's bullying too. And it affects all of us. It just not only affects you, but it also affects your friends. And not to mention, it affects your family as well and other people that's close to you well. Also, and parents, I want to know, I'm going to let you know, out of every 5 students report being bullied, that's 20.2% students that report being bullied every year. That's a higher percentage of male than female students report being physically bullied. What's physically bullying, you may say? When you hit somebody or you stand in line and they start pushing people and not to say, oh, they pushing to say move up, but they pushing and saying, go ahead if I hit you, or go ahead if I slap you, or go ahead you ugly, go ahead you look dirty, go ahead with your snotty self. That's bullying, and that's not good at all, and it's not cool at all. And about 20% of students age 12 to 18 experience bullying nationwide. Did you know that? Did you know that? But bullying affects everyone. It affects every single person. Yes, it do. It affects you mentally. It affects you emotionally. It affects you all kinds of ways. And bullying is the number one thing that will lead to somebody committing suicide. There were a lot of children at one particular year that committed suicide. And you know what's from? Bullying. Bullying. And you know, you may have a friend, those of you all that are in high school or middle school, you may have a friend that's of the LGBT community, and they can bully too. And you might be saying, parents, oh, why is she going to talk about that? Why? It's because I understand that we have students that are in that particular community that identifies it, and they can bully too. So bullying doesn't have a name per se because bullying affects everybody. Even adults get bullied. Did you know that even adults get bullied too? And I want to let y'all in something. When I was in elementary school, I used to get bullied too, a whole lot. A whole lot I used to get bullied. And it really hurt my feelings that I was being bullied. I was being called ugly, and I was being picked on because of the clothes I wear and my hair and stuff. And, yeah, I was bullied. Not for a long time, but I was being bullied. I was bullied in school. And then because I was bullied, I turned into the bully. Ooh, how many of y'all that are in high school, middle school, that used to be bullied, that used to get bullied all the time, and then all of a sudden, when you passed a few grades up, you became the bully. That means you turned into the person that was bullying people, and you started bullying people. That's not good neither. And I found out that wasn't good neither. That didn't help anything. That didn't solve the problem. That just made the problem worse. So after a while, I stopped bullying people, and I just calmed down because I found out that it wasn't helping and it wasn't solving a problem. But in today's, I mean, it's different from when I grew up to now, and now it's gotten worse because now we have children that are being bullied in school that don't tell nobody. And I want to encourage you children that are listening on this morning, whatever grade you're in, if you're in elementary, middle, or high school, don't be afraid to tell somebody that you're being bullied. Don't be afraid to go to the teacher and tell your teacher that this girl or this little boy is bullying you. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid to tell your parents. And don't be afraid to tell a principal. Don't be afraid. Even if you're noticing that you're being bullied through cyberbullying and somebody bullying you through the internet, like social media such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever the case may be. I mean, I don't know all the apps that you all use. I know the top ones is TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I did see Instagram and Twitter. So if you notice somebody is bullying you on Twitter, calling you names on Twitter, telling you you ugly and all this stuff, that's cyberbullying. Don't be afraid to screenshot what they say to you and take it to somebody you know and say, hey, I'm being bullied, because it affects you if you know it or not. Like I said, bullying leads to suicide, and we know we don't want to see no child commit suicide because they're being bullied. So don't be scared. Don't say, oh, I don't know what my parents might do, or I don't know what they might do, or I'm afraid to snitch. Okay, don't you want to stop getting picked on? Don't you want them to stop hitting you? Don't you want them to stop talking about you? Well, if that's the case, you got to open your mouth. Don't be scared. Don't worry about if they say, oh, you snitching. Don't worry about that, because we want to get those that are bullies, and we want to make them pay. We want to get, you know, if they got to be suspended from school, be sent home, be removed from the school property, you know, especially those that are being cyberbullied. You know, they go to your house, take your computer, you don't use it no more. They don't, you know, have access to the accounts no more. Get that Facebook page shut down. Get that Instagram shut down. Get that Twitter accounts. Get that TikTok shut down if they bullying you, because it's not cool. It's not cool at all. And even your parents, some of y'all have parents, and they was in school like me once upon a time, and they may have gotten bullied, and they know that it's not cool at all. So they know what some of their stories and some of my stories. And I remember one time this girl was stepping on the back of my shoes, and she kept stepping on the back of my shoes. And I got tired, and I hit her because she was bullying me. I remember one time this boy, I was in elementary school in the third grade, and this boy would not stop talking about me. He kept talking about me, talking about me, talking about me, talking about, he would talk about me every single day. Every day he would talk about me, every day, and it hurt my feelings. It really hurt my feelings that people was talking about me. People would hit me for no reason. I didn't do nothing to nobody, but I was being bullied. And I told somebody, and people didn't do nothing. They didn't really do nothing. So that result in fighting. And fighting is not good, neither. That's really, really bad. And I know a lot of people fight to protect themselves. You know, and, you know, your parents may be telling you fighting is bad, too. And we don't promote violence. No, we don't promote violence. But you want to tell somebody if you're being bullied, speak up. Parents, there's a number that you can call. It's the national number has changed to 988 for suicide prevention and mental health awareness. It's 988. 988, put it around your house, on your refrigerator, or wherever the case may be, where you know that your children can see it, just in case they have a question or they need to speak to someone. 988 is the mental health number and a suicide prevention number. Now, we're going to talk about this David and Goliath. Yep, because you know Goliath, he was a bully. Goliath was a bully, and he was bullying David. No, he was bullying the Philistines. He was bullying the children of Israel. And he was a Philistine, and he was a giant in the land. Yep, he was a giant. So we're going to read about David and Goliath. That's what our story today is on, bullying. And what happened, we picked a good story to wrap up our topic on today. So it's in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And some of y'all, you can grab your Bibles. Your parents, grab your Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, you can go on a tablet or your computer and pull up www.BibleGateway.com. That's www.BibleGateway.com. And click in the box or type in a search box, 1 Samuel 17. Now, some of y'all may read from the NIV, the King James Version, New King Version, the ISV, Jubilee's Bible, Living Bible, Message Bible. There's different version Bibles that you can read from. And also, if you're Spanish speaking, you also can click on the Spanish part as well. And this morning, we're going to read from the KJV, 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and we're going to read about David and Goliath. You know, Goliath, he was a big old, mean, nasty Philistine. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shiklah, which belonged to Judah, a pitched between Shiklah and Askeroth in Ephraim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. So can you imagine? The Philistines was on one side of the mountain, and the Israelite men was on the other side of the mountain. So there were two mountains, and then between them was just a valley. You know, if you ever look at TV or ever saw a movie or show or ever went travel, you saw one mountain on one side and one mountain. You know, you ride, your parents riding in the car, and you look to your left, you see a mountain. You look to your right, you see a mountain. And in between is the road. So that's how it was. So we had one on the other side and a Philistines on one side and a valley valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of Philistine named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. So he was tall. He was huge. 6 cubits. That means he was really, really tall. He was a tall man. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head. And he was armed with a cast, a maul, and the weight of a goat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had grooves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose your man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Wow. That's what Goliath said to the children of Israel and to Saul. I can imagine Goliath standing in a field with all that breastplate of armor on and the spear and sword and his helmet. His head, his helmet, they almost weighed a whole bunch of weight. He's standing there all big and tough and, yeah, come on down here. Send me a man. Yeah, so we can fight. You know, he's shouting to the top of his lungs like, what you going to do? What you going to do? You know, I'm Goliath. I'm a Philistine. Now, if your man win, we serve you. But if I win, you all serve us. He was well confident that he was going to win, that the Philistines were going to win this battle. You know, he probably was prancing around and laughing, right there, ha, 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 we Philistines. Oh, y'all puny people up there. Can you imagine him prancing around, smiling, making noises, and hitting on his breastplate, breast armor with his spear, and just going off and laughing at Israel and laughing at Saul because they were so puny to him and he was so tall and statured, and he knew he was old. He knew he was top dog and he was going to win this battle. He was nothing but he was a bully. So you imagine Goliath was actually bullying the children of Israel. I can imagine him talking about them. Oh, look at you all. Look at you all. Don't have nothing. He probably was saying all kinds of stuff to them, bullying them and all kinds of things. In verse number 11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. See? Goliath made them afraid of the Philistines and him. Because like I said, he was big and tall. He was a giant. He's 6 feet tall. And them men, they probably was like 5 feet, 4 feet. You know, they were short. But he was tall and statured. Now, David was the son of that Ephrath of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons, and a man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And he and the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab and the firstborn, and the next unto him, Amminadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the three eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. So every day, that Philistine Goliath went out every day, 40 days. Oh, I'm a Philistine. Bring me your best man. No, nobody can beat me. I'm going to beat you. Oh, every day. He did that every day for 40 days. And Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for my thy brethren and Ephraim of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp, thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000 and look how their brethren fare and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. But Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the head of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brother. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Goliath, Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard him. Oh, Goliath, he's speaking those words again. He's determined. Send him out somebody so I can fight. You know, they was afraid of him. Saul probably was afraid of him, but Saul was king. The armies of Israel, they was afraid of him because he was tall and big. And he was taunting them. That's called bullying. When somebody taunts you and tease you and make fun of you, that's called bullying. And that's what Goliath was doing. He was bullying them, but Goliath did not know he was about to meet his match. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. They ran when they saw him. They ran. The children of Israel, the men of Israel ran because they was afraid of him. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man? That is come up, surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Uh-oh, David, like, who is he? Who is he? Like, where you come from, man? You defy the armies of God? Do you know who God is? That's what David, like. You, who is David, like, who is you? Defying the armies of the living God. They were, was about to go down. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Elab, his oldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Elab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know my pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou might see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the same manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they refreshed them before Saul, and he sent him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. Uh-oh. David said, thy servant will go fight with the Philistine. David about to go down there. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, he about to go down there, y'all. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. So that means Goliath, all his life, even in his youth, he'd been fighting ever since he was a youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Whew. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as the one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. So David, like, check this off. I fought a bear and I fought a lion, because the bear and the lion came up into the camp and got my sheep. So I went after them and I caught them and I beat them because they caught a sheep. They were about to eat the sheep. David was like, I ain't scared of him. Can you imagine David looking at Saul, telling Saul, look, man, I ain't scared of this uncircumcised Philistine, because he was uncircumcised. And all the children of Israel, they were circumcised. Like, this uncircumcised Philistine defying the armies of the living God. He was talking against God's army. David, like, shoot, man, you don't know how for this bear and this lion. He ain't nothing. Let me go down there and teach him a lesson. He want to bully us? Okay, I got something for him. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail, and David girded his sword upon his armor, and he ashamed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. So Saul gave David armor and all that good, that a helmet, armor, breastplate, probably a sword and a shield. They were like, I can't wear this, man. I have not proved myself to wear this. Anyway, this is too heavy for me. You know what I'm saying? Let me take this stuff off. Because, see, David went up against the lion up there. He had no helmet on. He had no sword. He had no shield. He had no breastplate. He had none of that stuff. It was just him and Lord. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine, and the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disowned him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Uh-oh. There he go, bullying. He was bullying David. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Uh-oh, there he goes bullying David. Like, come on. Let me do this. I'm going to give your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beast to the field. That means he's going to chop David up. There he go bullying. That's a sign of bullying. He was bullying David. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come in thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. He defiled him, the armies of God, speaking all his junk, talking all his mess, speaking curses over them, puffing himself up in pride. He was a big old bully. Yes, he was. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hesitated and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took a thin stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, and that the stone stuck into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. And there was no sword in the hand of David. My gosh. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and he took his sword and drew it out of his sheath thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And we're going to stop right there. We read 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 51. You know, Goliath was a big old bully. He was a big old bully. Yes, he was. He was a big old bully. And he was like saying all kinds of stuff about the children of God. But he didn't know. David heard him. Like, who is this uncircumcised man? This uncircumcised Philistine. Who is he defiling the armies of the Lord thy God? Man, what is you talking? What is you doing? You don't know. Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good? Because he ain't know no good. David had to show him, look, man, I didn't for a bear and a lion. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. But I know God going to deliver you in our hands. So I'm just going to go ahead. So I don't need your sword. No thank you for the helmet. No thank you for the shield. No thank you for a breath. No, I don't need this because I haven't proved myself with this yet. But I'm just going to take just me. Let me find me some little pebbles here and there. In one shot. That's all it took, one slingshot, boop, to the forehead, boop, Goliath was down. He had no sword. He killed him with a pebble because God was with him because he defiled the armies of the Lord. He was a bully. And God says, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. Do you know that we don't even have to fight our battles? You know those that bully you? You don't have to fight your battle. You don't. Every battle that you end, you do not have to fight it because God is fighting it. God is fighting your battle. Yes, he is. Romans 12:19. We're going to end with this scripture. Romans 12:19. Just wait. I want to say Romans 12:19. Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. What is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God will fight your battles for you. You being bullied, God will fight it for you. God will get them people back. Yes, he will. Those people that's talking about you, saying stuff about you, you probably got into a fight with them. God will fight on your behalf. Yes, he will. He said, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord thy God. Well, this concludes our story for today. We talked about bullying, and we talked about David and Goliath. Remember, children and families, parents,
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.